The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
It's well known that many parents who have religious objections to what their children are taught in public schools educate their kids at home. But you may not know that some parents take things a step further. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. And David, one of the stories we'll talk about today was written by Charisse Gore at the New Era Progress. That's a weekly in Amherst County. The story is about this religious exemption to the education requirement. How many children are out of school under this law?
There's more than 6,000 students statewide who claim this exemption. In Amherst County alone, there's 51.
Now, Amherst County is considering tightening up the process a bit. How would they do that?
If someone tries to opt out who is 10 years of age or older, the parent, not only does the parent have to sign it, but the child has to sign it too and affirm that it's the child's wish as well.
To make it clear, once this exemption is granted, these children are no longer subject to any monitoring at all by the state. They may or may not be homeschooled. There's just no way of knowing.
They are off the radar. The story quotes Julia Grimes, an official with the Department of Education, saying that parents need to claim this exemption only once, and there's no follow-up to find out if the student is receiving an education or any testing whatsoever.
Our next story is about political expression. Rallying in public is one way Virginia Tea Party members make their feelings known. Another way is with a specialty license plate that includes a rattlesnake and the words, "Don't tread on me."
Right. This is an interesting story from Julian Walker at the Virginian Pilot about the popularity of the "Don't tread on me" plates, which of course is the symbol of the Tea Party.
In 3 years, this has become the ninth most prevalent specialty plate in Virginia, surpassing others that have been around much longer.
Toward the end of 2013, there were nearly 22,000 Virginia automobiles that sport this rattlesnake yellow plate that people have seen around.
David, Virginia is not alone in issuing this plate.
Virginia is one of at least six states that have sanctioned the "Don't Tread on Me" plates. Those others include Arizona, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas. The story interviews several Tea Party officials who are heartened by the number of plates they see on the street, despite their electoral setbacks in the recent election. One even has a vanity plate with a rattlesnake that says, "DDM bro," which means, "Don't drone me, bro."
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.